This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Protests sparked by the killing of George Floyd continue across the country, including in Colorado Springs. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports Mayor John Suthers has issued a curfew effective tonight.
Suthers says the curfew will run from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. It's effective until Monday morning, but he says it could be extended. Essential workers like first responders and people traveling directly to and from work are exempt. Suthers says the move is not to discourage protests, but to limit conflicts at night.
As the night goes forward, the tenor of the crowd, and I think in some respects the composition, changes. And things have become more confrontational.
He says the conflicts have resulted in property damage and blocked roadways. Suthers says he doesn't have any meetings scheduled with protesters. Police Chief Vince Niskey was scheduled to appear, but Suthers says he was busy after a morning cabinet meeting. For KRCC News, I'm Elena Rivera.
State health officials say spikes in the cancer-causing chemical benzene are not a common occurrence near Bella Romero Academy in Greeley. That's the conclusion of a third report that analyzed air near the school, which is near oil and gas wells. Coming up, hundreds of protesters showed up outside the U.S. Capitol early today for the sixth consecutive day of demonstrations in Washington, D.C. Then David McAtee was shot and killed after Louisville police and the Kentucky National Guard dispersed the crowd early Monday. Friends and family members remember him as a community fixture who loved to feed people. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, protests against police brutality are continuing around Colorado. Public health leaders warn of the potential for a surge in a new coronavirus case as people converge in large crowds.
I definitely am worried. Like, the guy next to me keeps coughing and sneezing without his mask on, and it does scare me.
CPR health reporter John Daly has our story, including prevention tips. You want to be around for that in about 10 minutes from now here on All Things Considered. There is a chance of thunderstorms along the Front Range overnight, currently 89 in Denver and it's 70 in Vail. This is CPR News.